Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. Yes, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. We're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. We're back. Back again for another very precious episode. Yes, in this holy Shabbat, back again for another very precious episode Forbidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemy Ob, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. I said these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people, reconciliation of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him, the cause of His people that I must do. Told me because of what I must do, said to me that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him, that which He has asked of me, said to me I would have His protection, His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, so many if they could, to destroy. I can only say that tonight's question, I consider a very serious one. Must consider a very serious question. One most appropriate for the time that we call. Most I said that we must honor Him, a memorial, the time that we call a blessed Shabbat. But in the time the Most High declared, He has declared that we must seek Him for the remembrance. Yes, we must seek Him for the remembrance of all that is the righteousness of His will. The very word Shabbat is founded in the concept of seeking what is peace. But peace, my brothers and sisters, based on what it is to seek the pure and the perfect will of the One Most High. Understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has declared a plan whereby all His people should in all things agree with Him. I said should in all things agree with Him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, agree with Him as one. That is the plan of the Most High. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? That all must agree with Him as one. And when I say agree with Him as one, my brothers and sisters, in every aspect, I said in every aspect concerning truth of His will. The scripture says whoever would keep the law. How about whoever would be true to what is divine order and honor, peace, harmony, love, trust, life, my brothers and sisters. Whoever would be true to the holy name, even of Him who declares He is the great I am that I am. I said not as He is not. Him who is consistent in all things, who does not change. Him who says, I am the great I am that I am. I do not change. Who is declared, according to the book of Malachi, that he will surely restore righteousness as of old, as in former years. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand. Did you hear me? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, are they who will understand that since the Most High does not deny Himself, nor is He pleased with anyone who perverts or pollutes in any way His name. We must seek Him for all pure, perfect knowledge of His will. For He said that, in fact, is the gospel. Go forth and teach all nations. Make disciples of all nations, all the peoples. and teach them to do everything He said that He has commanded. For all were true to the pure and perfect word of the Most High. I said, all were true. The pure and perfect word of the Most High. There'd be no contentions, no arguments. It'd only be perfect cooperation among men. The Most High has commanded, my brothers and sisters, that indeed we must honor Him as Most High. Even Him, my brothers and sisters, unto whom all things belong. Blessed are they who will understand this. When the scripture says, whoever would keep the law, it means whoever in this case would keep all that is divine order. Shall men break the law and still be counted the children of peace? Shall men walk after any variant differences that are of this world and still be said that they walked according to the gospel of peace? Something serious needs to be considered here, my brothers and sisters. When the fans butt questions, as I said before, it's a very serious question. You see at the opening question on this show, how do you know that you don't rob or lie against the Most High? Why did I ask that question? Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant of Israel. We do no iniquity, speak no lies, no deceitful tongue found in their mouths. They shall have none to harm, none to harm them. Like one scripture says it another way. They shall dwell securely. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all this holy mountain. Why? Because the Most High shall expose all wickedness, all lawlessness, every fallen standard that only breeds contention and offense, every such fallen standard and allegiance, He shall expose them all. That is the promise of the Most High, brothers and sisters, whereby He has foreordained that His people shall one day collectively, truly in all things, be one with Him. Shall men choose to disagree with the Most High on any point, and men still say they have life and peace, brothers and sisters, it's time we understand that when the scriptures speak about those who will bear His holy name, have the name of the Father written upon their brows, it's relating to those, brothers and sisters, that He has taught. Does He teach His people to defy His command or to obey? Does He teach His people that it is wise to defy His command or to obey? I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Most High Himself does not deny His word, nor does He establish a word against Himself. He does not deny His word. His word, in fact, my brothers and sisters, is a God to Him. It's an irrevocable standard according to what He has promised. How is it that men have thought themselves wise, denying a holy word? A word that the Most High declared that surely must come to pass. Think about it. You know for a certainty, without question, and what the Most High declared shall come to pass, shall you stand to defy it, ignore it, seek to silence it, and still say in such antipathy that you're an ally or a friend? Well, I can only tell you this. How do men know, and how can they know, they don't lie or rob against the Most High? I mean, you got, what, like I said, 45,000 denominations out here, all declaring something different. Some different controlling body of knowledge, whereby some manner of apparent illusion is causing all the divisions. Because think about it. If all were pure truth or a pure and perfect truth, there would be no divisions at all. So lies, the misconceits, the lack of understanding that exists among men that leave them vulnerable to something other than steadfastness before Yah. Most High told me every lying man believes is an obstacle against the sun and the greater dimensions of truth. So since we understand that when the Most High says he is the great I am that I am, and not as he is not, we must understand that the Most High uses his name, his very name, to vouchsafe the surety of all. I said to vouchsafe the surety of all that he has conceived, all that he has declared. He ratifies, seals, and confirms with his name. So men then, my brothers and sisters, say that they are wise, if they seek to associate the name of the Most High, the name of reverence, with any misconceit, after the ways of men. Think about it. 45,000 denominations out here, all declaring something different. Is that an end of confusion? Because across the world, men have called upon the holy name, but according to their personal vanities, rather than the actuality, is that what men call salvation today? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, men might ask, how do you know you don't lie or rob against the Most High? Well, let me say this to you, without question. The Most High declared a plan from the beginning. He declared a scenario. And the chosen one is an instrument to vouchsafe his word. Not to speak of this plan is automatically, still yet in some way, wittingly or not, willfully or not, still yet in some ways, to be yet counted among those who are spiritually discerned by Yah as robbers. Still to be counted among them who still yet lie. How? Somebody asks. You don't speak about these things, your testimony, under the pretense of being sufficient, is a deception. If men declare and say their testimony is sufficient without the knowledge of that of which I speak, the precious scenario of which I speak, then men, my brothers and sisters, have been compelled. Yes. Men have been compelled to deceive one another. Even to be beguiled, to count worthy a word. Controlling body of knowledge is still yet worthless. Shall men have peace with the Most High? In fact, I ask the question, shall men have peace with one another, negating anything the Most High has declared? Shall men have peace before Yah, as people worthy of his name, according to any lesser testimony? Serious question to consider. So Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. In this precious time, may we indeed seek the perfect will of Yah, we might have his perfect peace. Now think about such scriptures as 1 Corinthians 4 and 4. The Apostle Shaul said, "For I know nothing of which I am guilty. But I might not be right in this." For he said, "My judge is the Lord." He said, "Therefore, let us not consider ourselves so wise." How about wise and discerning beyond all the illusions of the earth? How about not considering ourselves so in all things wise? Concerning all the Most High requires of his people. It says, until the Lord comes, even Messiah comes, to reveal the hidden things of darkness. How about to expose those who hide the truth? How about also, my brothers and sisters, reveal those things that men have not considered? He said, and then, every man shall know how to praise, honor, worship Yah. Some people say, well, wait a minute. I can hear it now. We have to wait till the judgment till we know? Absolutely. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of institutions out here. 45,000 denominations, contentions against one another in so many ways. Each one wishing to exalt itself. Is that contention? Or is that peace? Is that a covenant? Or is it a lack thereof? I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations saying something different because they do not agree. If they collectively do not agree, how can they say they have an agreement with the Most High? Something about this to be considered for sure. You hear me, my brothers and sisters? The scripture says that we must discern. The day must come that we must discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not. I think about the book of Malachi. It's a very powerful testimony. It starts out about how the Most High reveals to His people how He has loved them, even if the people haven't discerned it. Most High said that if other nations, if He tears down a nation and seeks to rebuild, Most High was yet tear it down. But in so many ways, you look at the scriptures close to saying if Israel should fall, Most High shall yet raise Israel up. What I mean by Israel there, but my brothers and sisters, the course that the Most High has discerned and declared, forespoken Israel in righteousness to be, means the Most High has a plan for this world that it must certainly, without question, become an echo, a reverberation, a mirror of His righteousness to give glory to His name. And the only way that can be, my brothers and sisters, is that every miscreant representation, every misrepresentation, every pretender to righteousness that claims to pretend or claims to discern righteousness, it has not been true to what the Most High Himself has spoken. All of these must be exposed that it truly be discerned what it means when the scripture says, unto Him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters, to expose all foolish doctrine, all false leadership, all false prophets, all false testimony. Every illusion must be exposed in the frailty that it is, that the people should know never again to fall for such snares and traps. The people should know that wherever it was that they have trusted an illusion, they should trust an illusion no more. I want you to think about something. Very powerful concept, but it's true. How many really understand? How many are really taking time out to really understand what Revelation 13 is speaking of? When it talks about this system exercising all the power, the so-called authority, ways, exercising the ways of that system, which the scripture says will make war against the saints to overcome them. The scripture says that same system would cause men to worship after something that says has horns like a lamb or speaks as a dragon. How about a false concept of Messiah? How about a false concept of a Savior? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Just think about it. Some might not know the story of an ancient king. It's called the King of Babylon. They called him Nimrod. See if I can explain old Nimrod to you. Men, earlier times, many times seen, regretfully, some having seen or thought to perceive, the expectation of the Most High as somehow unfair, somehow unjust. There are those who have dared to seek, if you want to put it that way, my brothers and sisters, a better deal. Scripture speaks about Nimrod in the book of Genesis. He was a mighty hunter in the earth. How many really understand what this man was really about? We're talking about somebody, my brothers and sisters, who, claiming esteem in the earth, scriptures talk about the idea about, well, if you go back and look at the history, and look at the tradition, what tradition tells us about this man, not only was he a mighty hunter, not only was he able to show the people how to protect themselves against the savage beasts, but also, my brothers and sisters, go back and look at his history, what is passed down to us. This Nimrod, in effect, in many ways you could say, was one of the first Masons. Or at least just say architecture in some of the ways is attributed to him. It's the one we're talking about, my brothers and sisters, who built or began to establish what was the building, what's called the Tower of Babel, Babylon's Tower. One who felt that he could create shelter for man against the savage beasts of the earth, against the ravages of weather. So much so that those in ancient Babylon felt that they could actually go up and mock the Most High, building the tower, go before his face, and mock him in resistance against his rule. But this Nimrod, seeming to be well set up, if you understand the book of Malachi, seeming provocative against the Most High, and seeming yet delivered, set for many the illusion that in the last day men shall have protection and a provocation against God. Think about it. Nimrod offered the folks a deal they thought was a better one than what the Most High offered. So much like what the adversary did in the garden, tricked Adam and Eve out of paradise. So much like, my brothers and sisters, what the adversary proposed to Messiah upon the pinnacle of the mount. Messiah wouldn't go for it. Recognizes the scheme, recognizes it as a lie, recognizes an effort. He tricked out of his heirship. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even his heritage, as the one whom the Most High calls the inheritor of his mountains, all his kingdoms, him unto whom all the nations shall seek. Messiah wouldn't go for it. What was the adversary all about? Told him all the kings of the earth, the kingdoms of the earth, he would give them, give him. If he bowed down and worshiped the adversary, a demigod, therefore compelling all the peoples to worship after a lesser standard. My brothers and sisters, whenever men are subject to a lesser standard, it is indeed robbery against the Most High, against the fullness of which the Most High is due. There's a reason why in Romans 12th chapter 1st verse it says, we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy in all things, acceptable unto Yah. The reason why the scripture says, will man rob Yah? And say, man, not only have men robbed Yah, but even robbed whole nations. Oh, yeah, there's a lot about this we need to talk about. The scripture says, as time will come, we must discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, because he said the wicked should be ashes on the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day that he shall do. what he has proposed to do. I have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters, truly. Dare men say that after whatever ministry they follow, that they have not in any way robbed or lied against the Most High, sworn allegiance to a lie against the Most High? Think about it. All these various kings, everybody's offering another deal. Every new priest, pastor, rabbi, elder, offering another deal. All them contentions against one another. Everybody offering somebody a deal with regard to what? What? Belongs to the Most High. The earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Scripture talks about Messiah as the King of glory. Will not compel men to swear deceitfully, lift up their souls unto vanity. Well, how many of my brothers and sisters do you think of this 45,000 denominations? How many of them, my brothers and sisters, do you think? Or is there any one of them registered and considered a denomination per se today? Is there any one of them, my brothers and sisters, that's considered viable in all things before Yah? I've looked, and I keep seeing magnificent truths that contain the scriptures, very powerful scenarios and expectations that are contained in the scriptures. That quite frankly, none of them preach, which means all of them, every single one of them, who would not teach these things that the scripture said in advance the rulers would not teach. Every single one of them, in some respect, is a liar, compelling men to believe what they have is sufficient when it is not. Isaiah 28 says, the Messiah comes, be a terror for men to understand this report. The cloth is too short, the warp is weak, insufficient for a garment. Meaning the doctrines that people have upheld, what people thought was enough to cover their sin and their shame, is not at all enough. I want you to think about something, my brothers. As I think about scriptures, for instance, like I said, we're talking about the book of Malachi. Remember what I said before about this Nimrod? What does the scripture say in Malachi? It says the leaders that dishonor the Most High with their words. How about in some ways robbed the Most High with their words? They say that everyone who does evil is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such. Sounds like what this Nimrod did. Told folks they didn't have to obey the Most High, and they'd still be blessed. So who, my brothers and sisters, is it that keeps telling people they can rob the Most High? Not be true to all the Most High has declared. Even defy and act as enemies against the Most High. Why do I say that? So I said, if you're my friends, if you do everything that I command. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything. He didn't say deny anything. Therefore, to deny any part of his words create contentions and curses among men. Scripture says, if any man call any other word the gospel, in other words, the word of peace beyond all nations, call any word tainted after this world, or twisted after this world, or compromised after the world, said, let that man be accursed. Wow. What else does that mean but that men must overcome all these illusions? We have an obligation, my brothers and sisters, upon calling upon the holy name, we have an absolute obligation to seek all his will. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is damnedly treacherous. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is utter vanity. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is unacceptable for the Most High. Talk to the leaders. Remember the beginning of Malachi. Hear, O priests, command is for you. Wow, it's a reprimand. Because the priests have not taught men the fullness of the law. They've taught them to walk after foreign gods. Taught men to be treacherous against the covenant the Most High gave to our ancient fathers. Caused men to seek the easiest way. Not seeking to give the Most High all that which he is due. In other words, like I say, how you know you have not robbed the Most High or lied against him. So any man even want to know? If the Most High told you all the ways in which you lack, what you desire to know it, that you might seek to do what is wise, or what you prefer to be comforted in vain, at the hand of someone who never taught you what's necessary to in all things be that offering, wholly acceptable, as a living sacrifice unto all that is divine will. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Most High is due all that He is due. To even have a will or a desire to offer the Most High anything less is sin. Now think about those scriptures, the way it's really written in Malachi. He said, your words have been stout. Your words have been wearisome against Him. Start to dishonor Him. He said, and that the people have said, leaders even have said, where is the Holy One who delights in righteous judgments, who judges according to righteous such right, who judges according to righteous judgments? As if to say that men can expect in the judgment each man to be judged according to his own designs. Wow, right here in this city, amazingly enough, I can think of a Islamic pastor who dared to say one time, had it on tape. I'm pretty sure if I looked up, I could find it. Might not even play it for you. They dared to say one time how unfair it would be if the Most High so chose to judge men according to standards that they did not choose. Wow. This is someone trying to find ways to accommodate and make compromises between some of the variant forms of Christianity and Islam. Nation of Islam. Wow. That is in this country. Dare men say that they will be judged according to their choice? Dare men really believe the Most High would be pleased with such a thing? That men deny His authority? What do I mean by that? If every man would be judged, would be judged according to his own will, who do men say is the judge? For a man to be judged according to his own will, would he condemn himself? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. And the judgment is already written. Most High alone shall be exalted in that day. But I see scriptures that continually say again and again, they will persist under deceitful allegiances, will not have divine protection in the judgment. I see scripture saying again and again, the Most High has a plan. Most High has a plan. Plan He declared even from the beginning, wherewith He has foretold how He will expose every misrepresentative pretender. He told it from the beginning. People need to ask the question, why and how is it that men have not been diligent, in all things diligent enough to sustain the hope of preservation according to that one judgment? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that something that men have sought to hide? Scripture says when that one comes, who the Most High shall use to prove foolish all the various counsels of men. Scripture says, unto Him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. How shall men discern beyond the deceiver, my brothers and sisters, but someone comes to expose the deceit? This the Most High has promised He must do. The men be redeemed beyond every misrepresentative, that all nations gather unto Him. I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think. I ask the Most High to help the minds to understand. Shall any man be counted viable, acceptable before the Most High, who seeks a way to rob Him? Who seeks a way be found somehow viable, while not seeking in all things unto the Most High to be true? Think about again the book of Malachi. It talks about the leaders speaking as if the Most High would never send forth one who would judge them according to, and I'm telling you how it's written in the Aramaic, righteous judgments. So he says, Most High says He's going to send one He calls a messenger of the covenant, one who will clear up all the mess. One who will declare absolutely what is the acceptable covenant of the Most High. He says he's going to reprove all the leaders and priests who have done what? Been partial in the law. Who have spoke treacherously against the covenant. Who have taught after the way of false gods. Who compel the people to offer offerings with which the Most High cannot be pleased. Who compel men to believe that whatever they choose is acceptable in the sight of the Most High and that he delights in such. On last evening, if you didn't hear it, please examine last night's show very closely. Scriptures do say all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. Most High is not going to deliver anyone, not going to save or preserve anyone who refuses to believe the truth of his gospel. And believe me, there's a reason why in Romans it says, not all have heard the preaching of this gospel. So many have called upon the name of the Most High for the vanities of other men. Many have called upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. But not after the truth of Yah, but after the doctrines of a pretender. So he said, faith then must come by hearing a word from Yah himself. Wow. Like I said, the Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. How is the pastor today teaches us they're so self-assured that if nothing could possibly be wrong in their doctrine, even though there'd be 45,000 denominations, it'd be 2,000 years since Yeshua walked the earth. And now you see all these different institutions claiming to be true to his name. Are they truly true to his name? Or is that another pretense? Do you think the Most High just accepts men's ideas? Was it acceptable and true? Or did he not? Yes, he did, my brothers and sisters, say that he would send someone whose mouth is like a sharp two-edged sword, discerning the thoughts of division, discerning the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. One of the scriptures says in Isaiah 49 will come saying, he has made a mouth like a sharp sword, and the shadow of his hand is he conceiving. Same one the scriptures speak of in Isaiah. Yes, my brothers and sisters. The same one the scriptures speak of in the book of Isaiah saying that they will wait for him to renew their strength because he has to expose all the unrighteousness of all the kings. The same one the scripture calls the son of righteousness that arises with healing upon his lips. It will cause the children, the true children, to skip forth like calves of a stall, finally being free. The day you shall discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, because the wicked should be ashes. Every lawless standard should be ashes under the soles of the feet of those who walk in righteousness. In the day the Most High should do this. I want you to think about what I said earlier about this Nimrod. You ever stop to consider that men have preferred a multitude of fallen standards to be called acceptable? That in every case when men have done such a thing, they have worshipped a devil. Let me repeat that. In every case where men have thought to believe and trust as if Messiah, the Savior, the one who comes to make men whole, the one that comes to rebuke every fallen standard, somehow will compromise himself according to a lesser ideal, men have been cajoled, tricked, beguiled, destabilized into worshiping a devil. Why? Messiah said he'd not come to destroy in any way the law of the prophets, but to, how about this, teach everything fully, even as the Spirit that teaches all things and no lie in it. What does this mean then, my brothers and sisters? What does this mean? If men seek to be exalted by any lesser standard, they seek to exalt a devil as a Savior. Isn't it time we discern far better than this? I've talked on last evening about all the ways in which the scriptures relate again and again that we should be careful against those who rob us, that we don't discern. Rob us that if they could, we would not discern wherein before the Most High we lack. I remember the scripture about the rich man asking, what must I do to be saved? It means to be made whole. And the sign to tell him about something he lacked. It's a blessing, then, my brothers and sisters, the grace and the gift of the Most High. Since the Son of Man will not compromise the word in any way. He said, if you weaken the law and the prophets in any way, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. The grace of Yah then must be the ability to discern the greater truth, to prepare yourself for Him who will compromise the word of the Most High. Not at all. We live in a society that tells folks that the grace and the favor of the Most High is that men might walk according to their own carnality, therefore not even exercising the gift of the Spirit. It teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, that rebukes all sin. And telling the people that after such contrivances, Yah is pleased. Wow. Yah is pleased with every corruption, my brothers and sisters. How does he feel then about what is right? You say he despises it? Even as some people often despise what is wiser, seeking to exalt themselves in their lesser conscience? What do you think, my brothers and sisters? The Most High was sanctioned? Filed because men have preferred it? How about thinking again? How about thinking again? I said it before, I said it again on last evening. We talked about how the scripture says they will wait for him to renew their strength. It was talking about exposing all false rule. That all should listen to him. Isaiah 41st chapter. It said they will wait for him, wait for the Lord to renew their strength. How about discern beyond every false ruler? Malachi says Messiah must be sent as messenger of the covenant. Lord whom you seek. That you should be waiting to do what? How about expose all the false righteousness of your rulers? Scripture goes on and says after he restores righteousness as of old, as in former years, beyond all the fallen standards of man. Scripture then finally goes as far as to say, but he will be a swift witness. A swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers. About those who cause men to pervert a covenant or believe perversion is wise. Against the sorcerers, against the adulterers. He said, be a swift witness, my brothers and sisters. You will have a quick, sudden testimony. Against those who rob the labor of his wages, meaning that what they teach is worthless before him. Who rob the labor of his wages and cause men not to revere him. What does it mean? He said, they cause men to what? Speak and declare, even give allegiance to those who speak words. As if everyone who walks according to the evil of his own ways is good in the sight of the Most High and needs life and such. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we break the stranglehold of this? It says, he is the Most High. Think about it. He has a swift witness against every fallen state because he is the Most High and he changes not. It's just simply man. It's not fully in all things turned away from him, been converted beyond all the corruptions that he's upheld. It's the same that we live in a society today. A man trusting all manner of contradictions, believing somehow the Most High is pleased with it. Forgetting that the Most High does not change, and therefore remaining inundated in the multitude of his iniquities, injustices, inequities, unfairness and offenses. Scripture goes on to say, let's say, rob also the labor of his wages, turn aside those who turn toward him. Say, will a man rob Yah? Wow, he said, rob the labor of his wages. How about those out there who think after some insubordinate standards that they still in all things except for the Most High. Scripture says that's vanity. Most High is not going to sanction any fallen standard. So when a man rob Yah, say, yet ye have robbed me. What? You robbed me. Even whole nations rob both Yah and men, the labor of his wages, rob the Most High, and compel men to offer an offering unto him that is not complete, not worthy, not pure. said, you're cursed with a curse and you robbed me. In other words, every time men sought to exalt a fallen standard, they said curses against the peace. Curses against that which the Most High himself in the beginning has decreed. And declared men, my brothers and sisters, to count themselves wise when far from it. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High declared, that is not wisdom at all. What the scripture says, prove me not herewith, says the Most High. Wow. Prove him for what? Let's go back a second. The scripture asks, return unto me and I return unto you. The people ask, how shall they return? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Most High says he's going to send someone who will eradicate the illusion, eradicate the liars, and they might be set free from every fallen mindscape that has captured the mind. Every denomination, false prophet, false government and kingdom, the men might return to the one king. Well, Most High has every intent to bless his people in a way far beyond ordinary imagining. Carnal eye has not seen nor heard the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who love him, but they are revealed to us by his Spirit, whereby the Most High reveals his desire to do good toward his people. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, that rather than trusting the Most High desires to do good, they look at those who are established fallen standards. They seem to be well set up. In other words, men prop up all kind of folks. Will give them a wicked standard to oblige, a fallen standard to oblige, where they can pretend before the Most High they are acceptable. People do it all the time. They look for folks to tell them everything's all right when it's not quite yet all right. What did I say about anybody, my brothers and sisters, who would rob the Most High and look for the opportunity to do so? They're not the servants of Yah. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything I command you. I ask again, shall men seeking to deny and rob the Most High, shall they think they shall have protection for the Most High? Not according to what I see in Revelation 6:12-7:2. Kings running for cover because they've been found treacherous and that they did not preach the fullness of the gospel as acceptable as is indeed would be acceptable before Yah. Scripture says in advance they wouldn't do it. Because the truth of the gospel declares that every fallen standard Messiah himself must rebuke. Did they tell you that? It says that people have looked at the wicked, those who preach lawlessness. That's what the word wickedness means. It's unrighteousness, less than what is complete before Yah. They seem to tempt the Most High, provoke the Most High. And every fallen standard is a provocation. Every standard that resists the greater will of Yah is a provocation. It says they provoke the Most High. And still compel the people to believe. And many believe that those who do so will yet be delivered. Is that the Most High wants to preserve his enemies forever against his peace? Think again. So the day will come when you discern for those who will revere his name, revere what he has vouchsafed from the beginning, revere fully the scenario that he has declared will eradicate every lie and reveal again the light. Those who revere his name, that by which he vouchsafes is absolute and irrevocable, what he has declared. It says, those who revere his name, trust in him. I said him, according to what he has declared. And believe me, you got to search the scriptures hard to find it. Rulers won't tell you. I'm telling you that now. Website of mine called hiddengospel.com. Articles there like Early Church Origin Mutual Expectation explains much. Article there called Gospel of Shiloh, Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 7365 AD. The scripture said in advance your leaders would not explain these things to you rightly. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, they haven't. Scripture says again, you should discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not. One called the Son of Righteousness will arise. Scripture says, with healing upon his lips. How about a fullness of a testimony, my brothers and sisters, that people not be left unaware? That they finally be free of all those who would ensnare a mind. Like I said, Malachi says he's going to come against all the priests, purify them out of the temple. Whoever would lie, then finally might be offered to the Most High an offering in righteousness. There's a difference between that Nimrodian Christ, that Babylonish Christ having horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon, and the one who the scriptures call Shiloh at Genesis 49:10. The one that's called the Star of Jacob in Numbers 24:14-19, where the scripture said, would crush all his adversaries, destroy whoever seeks to preserve any of the lies that of this present, if you will, city of social miscoalescence. The Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, who Messiah said he is, when he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. It says, blessed they who keep his commandments. I didn't say those who deny them. To keep his commandments, my brothers and sisters, is to preserve the nature of his conscience against all who would rob, against all who would lie. He said, this is what you do if you love him. He didn't say rob or lie against him if you love him. He said, seek his will. Desire that all his people discern his righteousness above all else. If they didn't tell you this is the obligation of all those who call saints, what kind of contradiction, controversy, illusion, contention, corruption have those who call themselves so often the leaders among those who call themselves Christians? What is it, my brothers and sisters?
90 seconds.
What is it, my brothers and sisters, they've preserved? Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we discern the truth again? Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, can we discern the grace of Yah? Is what these scriptures are talking about when it says
60 seconds.
Watchful. You may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Didn't say the Son of Man, my brothers and sisters, is one you can prepare for, each one according to his own imaginations. But only by the revelation of the Most High shall man discern how to be prepared to hear and to respect his word. Even though the scriptures say point blank in the book of Zephaniah, when he appears, at that place where he does appear, Well, there's a reason why it said in Luke, in the last verse of the book of Luke, they said, where, Lord, would that be? He said, wherever the carcass is, there where the vultures gather. Zephaniah says, the wicked will know no shame. The lawless, those who were not prepared because their rulers are violent against the law, will know no shame. Let's understand, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary according to the scriptures to be wise. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, men, Adam Yah, covenant remembrance ministries. Unto his might and his honor and his praise always. Please, my brothers and sisters, please, for the sake of the holy name, for the sake of all whom you love, all you would love. Article on my website called The Secret City Prophecies. Article on my website called Tribulation 70-365 AD. Article called Remember the Promise. Article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Article called The Secret City Prophecies. Rapture debunked. You need every bit of the information that's there. Because it's not going to be those who oblige the illusion, but those who overcome the illusion. For the Most High should grant his protection. Revelation, 6th chapter, 7th chapter. Talk about the kings running for cover. And yes, my brothers and sisters, the people also running for cover, if you really understand it. For they trusted in unrighteousness. This is what is about to come in the day of judgment. Remember what he said, but you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise. Scripture talks about one called the angel from the rising sun is one and the same. We have the seal, the vouch, safe sealing, confirming seal of the Most High. That will decide who will have protection in the day of wrath. But it's, that seal is given only to those, my brothers and sisters, whose minds and hearts are pure. Whose will it is, my brothers and sisters, to do all that is divine will. And have discerned enough of his will that when he calls, they follow him, the Lamb, wherever he leads. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, again. To speak again. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Thank the Most High always for the opportunity to prepare to do well before him. Do what is right before him. To grant him what indeed he deserves. All that with which he is due. Thanking always him for that opportunity to discern wisdom. Under his might, under his honor, unto his praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again for listening. Please, if you have not listened to it yet, listen to last evening's show, the show of the night, October 23rd, Thursday night, if you will. If you will, my brothers and sisters, fifth day night. A show that I think you will find most enlightening as to the nature of that which man should always have been diligent. I promise I will continue to pray for the awakening of my people. This the Most High has commissioned me to do. This I shall do. Let every chain be broken. There's a righteousness, my brothers and sisters. And it takes some who have been called Christians after a multitude of different ideologies, indiscriminate according to the nations. Take the moment for some who have been taught such things under such polytheist compromise to understand. And there's an absolution that everyone who calls upon the sealing holy name for the protection of the Most High is the truth they all must conform to. That Yah finally in the earth has the blessed expression of his peace that he has promised.